from the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Becky Alfrey and friends. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
1, 2, 3.
Please welcome tonight's guest host of Red Barn Radio, Ruth McLean Smith.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Ruth McLean, tonight's guest host of Red Barn Radio, here to welcome you to our 520th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Belky Alfrey. Since she was young enough to stand by her mama's side on the pulpit at church, this preacher's daughter has been enjoying singing. From sultry lows to crooning highs, Becky's voice lends an air of soul to every song. Becky started writing at a young age and has poetry and short stories already published and now has songs published and recorded. Becky has just released her debut album entitled 3 Mile Creek. Please welcome to the stage of Red Barn Radio, Becky Alfrey.
Thank you. I'd like to take just a moment to thank you all so much for having us out tonight. We're going to start the set off with an original that I wrote that my husband has called the theme for marriage now. And it started out in this lovely lady's writing class, a song about a place. And we kept passing this place in Southern Ohio called 3 Mile Creek. And I wrote it down, and finally one day Ruth says, let's write a song about a place. Well, this place turned into a relationship about love and life and the way life floats around like a river.
To Red Barn Radio, featuring tonight's guest artist, Becky Alfrey. Becky's been singing since she was a child. Becky, do you ever remember a time when you weren't singing?
No.
Tell us how you got started.
Well, as I said earlier, I'm a preacher's kid, and I don't know if Mom put me on stage to keep me out of trouble while she was singing, you know, so she could hold my hand, or she thought I had talent. Either way, I've been on stage since I was about to my mom's knee, hanging under her hand or her skirt tail and singing, so.
You sang with your parents?
I sang with my parents and 8 siblings.
Eight siblings?
Yeah.
Do you still sing with your brothers and sisters?
Yeah, actually we do. We sing together quite often when we have a chance to get together as a family. It's always amazing to hear the family harmonies that still come out even though we don't get to practice like we used to.
I know how it is singing with brothers and sisters. There's nothing like it.
It's a really special feeling.
You've put together a wonderful band for this evening and for other concerts. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk later in the program with the members of your band.
Absolutely.
But I'm interested in how you came from singing with your parents mm-hmm. to now writing songs, producing records, having a degree, working toward a bachelor's degree mm-hmm. in traditional music, mm-hmm. and having a new CD. What took you from singing as a child to all this success?
I think life took me from that point to this point, and there was a lot of stopping in the road or going off to the side and not realizing music was where I needed to be. It was always a part of me, but not always the focal point. I stopped singing in my late teens, and my husband heard me sing when we first got married, and he's like, oh, you should be singing in church. And I would sometimes, but I had anxiety so bad on stage, I was like, I don't want to do this. And so I stopped for a long time. I quit singing. And when we came back to Moorhead, we'd been gone for a couple years, a friend of mine, and I'm going to use this word lightly, suckered me into Raymond's Harmony singing class. She calls me and says, hey, Becky, they're teaching harmony singing down here. And I didn't know Raymond. And I thought, well, I know how to do this. And well, not really. But I took the class, and thanks to Raymond, I was hooked. And there was a seed planted in his class. And the more he nurtured me and the other professors nurtured me, the more it grew. And I guess it was a couple years ago where he's finally going, are you going to do the major or not? And I did the majors.
Crazy. Love.
So this CD, how did this project come together?
There was this lovely lady who came to me a year or so ago and asked if I had a CD, and I said, no, I don't. I'm planning on one. And she said, well, I want it for my funeral. It struck a very deep chord with me, and I came around the back of the stage boo-hooing. I knew at that moment, I've got to do a CD. If nothing else for people to use for their enjoyment, that's why I'm going to do a CD. Time passed, and the CD started being produced, and I saw her at a concert. She was at stage 4 cancer when I saw her the first time, and she's fine now.
Aww.
So she doesn't need it, thank God. But she really propelled me to want to do a CD so that if someone said, hey, can I use this for this or this, I had it available.
It's wonderful how powerful music can be, isn't it?
Yes, it's very powerful.
I imagine that putting the songs together that you want to have on a CD was quite a project. How did you make the selections?
In your class, I started putting together some songs that I really liked, and the more I sang them in public and got really good feedback from them, I pulled a few of those, and I was put in contact with Lisa Pallas, who has written some pretty big numbers for other country people, and she said, I want you to sing my stuff. So I pulled a couple of her songs, and we pulled out some old standards, and before you know it, we had a set list and a little trial and error, and here we are.
Oh, it's in a wonderful CD, too. I listened to it in my car.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us about the producer.
Well, I have this lovely friend named Andrew Preston. Andrew's become like a brother to me. I just invited him into the fold with all my other crazy siblings, and he was not afraid to push me past what I was comfortable with. He listens so well, and he knows how to just pull the right thing out of you. And I was terrified going into the studio. I was like, I don't know if I can do this, but he walked me through it step by step, and he's like, you know, just get comfortable, do this. And he would come and tell me things, you know, if you just move here or do this or say it. And it all came together. He is such a good producer. I just love him.
Was a little girl when I sit and gaze at that old red guitar my daddy played. How the strings rang true and a voice so smooth. Always wash my troubles away. Play for me a song I know on that old red guitar from long ago. Hold those memories so dear that we cherish through the years. Sing my soul back home.
understand it's actually internationally a hit now. What countries is it being sold in?
I've talked to people in Australia, Czech Republic, China, Japan, and just recently France. And I'm hearing from the U.S. too, but I'm so amazed that it's worldwide and that people like traditional music and bluegrass and gospel and country that's all enclosed on this. It touches me to know that what I feel is being felt by somebody else.
And it's nice that music communicates so well, and you do such a wonderful job.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful way of projecting and having a powerful voice and then also a sensitive voice. It's a lovely combination.
Thank you. The voice that you were talking about is in part to you being a great vocal coach, because I had raw material. I just didn't know how to use it. And like I said, between you and Raymond and the other folks at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, it shaped me and molded me into something that I never knew existed.
You mentioned anxiety and sometimes of performing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've kind of noticed that most performers have some kind of anxiety, except for Andy Brown. Most all performers I know are actually a little shy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. Why do you think it is that we pick careers that put us out under pressure to be on stage when we're actually, many of us, quite shy?
I have no idea. I don't. Maybe it really is that universal feeling of wanting to share. Maybe that's what it is. And you've been on the journey with me of learning how to rein in the anxiety and to focus it on something else. And so, I don't know. Maybe we just need to be out there where we can share with people.
I am a poor, wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world of woe. There's no sickness, toll, nor danger in that bright land to which I go. 'Cause I'm going there to see. Oh,
It's known that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed on your couch. And it's known I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds, ink stains that dried upon some line. That keeps you on the back road by the rivers of my memory, keeps you ever gentle on my mind. Snark clinging to the rocks and ivy planted by the columns now bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. And it's knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad tracks and find that you're moving on the back road by the rivers of my memory, smiling ever gentle on my mind.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Becky Alfrey and friends. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We are back with Becky Alfrey after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.